Baz and AJ in the morning.
All right, from Boston, it's our old buddy, comedian Will Noonan. Hey.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Let's start with how does a comedian survive when all the work has been canceled?
Lots of hot dogs, lots of chicken nuggets, things that are easy to make.
Yeah, macaroni and cheese, casserole,
right,
yes.
Right back to college days.
Right.
Yeah. Hot dogs are such a big part of my life again now. Like, they were gone, and now they're right back.
They're right back. That's like an old buddy.
That's Sunday dinner.
Yep, they are right back, and my stomach is loving them.
There you go, see? As a notch.
How's Boston? You have a lot of cases. What's closed down?
Everything is closed down. We've been on that for a while.
Everything?
So in the city of Boston, they closed everything down, like, a couple Fridays ago. Feels like I don't even know anymore.
I have 15 pages of stuff that's allowed to be open in Connecticut, including pet grooming, cell phone stores, pest control services.
Right. Controlling your own pests.
Yeah, we have some random stuff, but, like, I mean, no one's doing anything up here. It's pretty quiet. I mean, it's been pretty quiet. So, which is good. You know, people are listening to the advice and they're staying inside and, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff online, like everybody. Well, doing spots online, doing comedy sets online, playing guitar. We just all desperately need attention. We're doing whatever we have to do to get it.
Phil made a good point. You like to run. Have you been out running, or are you afraid to be out running?
I have been out running, but I just stick to, like, you know, quiet areas. It's funny. I mean, that is one of the problems they've had here, is that when it's nice out, everyone wants to go out for a walk at the exact same time. It kind of defeats the entire purpose of the whole thing.
Exactly.
Kind of freaked me out when I read somewhere, and I don't know what's true and what's not.
Right.
But that this thing can live in the air for hours.
Damn.
I'm like, so what does it do? Does it just stand in one place?
I know.
Does it float around?
It runs in place.
Because if it floats around, and then there's no telling, there's no safe place.
You need a whole block.
Think about how far you could go in the wind in hours.
Yep.
Right?
I know. But I read another article that sunlight kills it, so I'm just going to believe that article.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
believe that
one.
That one, too.
Run that one, yes.
Right.
All right, sunny days, everybody.
That's the key now. You have to read articles until you read one that makes you feel kind of good, and then that's time to stop. That's when you stop, right?
Right. Just leave on a high note.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, like,
it's like, this makes you feel good. Turning the TV or the phone off right
makes
now.
You feel better good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take the glimmer of hope to sleep with you. You know, if you find something, and then it's like, okay, then turn on Star Wars. And that's just
I guess it's a good sign that we don't have these people from the CDC and these smart scientists coming out every 5 seconds in front of a camera saying, yeah, no, I heard that story about the taste and the smell. Not true.
Right, yeah.
Well, we don't know.
Fact checkers.
It's like they're in some lab somewhere working, not watching TV.
Exactly right.
Phoning into Fox or CNN.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of lucky in that way. My girlfriend's a physical therapist. She's like a healthcare professional, so she doesn't get very upset. Like, she doesn't get the craziness. She doesn't get the fear that
stays
everyone
calm,
else gets.
Yeah.
Because, she's not. She understands. You take the precautions. You stay away.
The physical therapist. That's essential, right?
What's that? I missed you for a second.
Physical therapist. That would be essential. She still has to work every day.
Yeah, she's very new. She's like still kind of like a med student, so it's like she's not considered essential at this moment. So luckily for me, she's not going to the hospital every day
In Connecticut, everyone's essential.
Yeah, they kept the senior staff on because she actually works at one of the biggest hospitals here in the city. So they were trying to keep that to like just the serious stuff right now.
Yeah. So I just want to say, and this only comes from a governor who's a rich guy from Greenwich, on the list of people who are essential, doormen.
Doormen, yes. because he didn't want to touch a door himself.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I know where that one came from.
Right.
Like, there's a group of people writing stuff down. What about doormen?
Right, doormen, definitely.
Yeah, that came from the governor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they kept the weed dispensaries and the liquor stores open.
Us here, too.
Yeah, we need that, though. Yeah.
You know, we made fun of the booze thing, and then someone called, like a first responder called and said, if you shut down the package stores and you can't buy it at the restaurants, the people who have real drinking problems will detox, have to go to the hospital and overrun the hospital.
I actually thought that myself, too. I was like, hey, man, this happened to me 10 years ago. Gosh, I'd be in big trouble. Thank God I don't drink anymore.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. And I've seen so many Instagram videos of you, Will Noonan, super comedian, at one of the most infected places on the planet on a good day.
Yeah.
The bowling alley.
Yep.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I hope you have your own shoes.
Shared shoes, shared balls.
I had to pull the plug on bowling, like, as soon as this all started.
Yeah. You have your own shoes, your own bowl? Ball?
Oh, I got multiple balls. I got two pairs of shoes now.
Great.
And, you know, just one girlfriend.
Excellent. Like,
barely hanging on.
All right, and you cut her hair?
Bowling. Oh, yeah, man. That was her idea. I couldn't believe it. But she was like, you know, my ends are kind of split, and I would have, like, had these cut off, and it's not that hard. So I just watched a couple of YouTube videos. I tied a bandana around my head. You know, I chatted it up. I got into the whole role of
You got into it.
Like, yep.
I'm like, so what's going on with this boyfriend of yours? You know, like, is it serious?
Right. Are
you going to get married? You know?
So, the gossiping is a big part of it.
Seriously.
Yeah. You know, you just got to, like, find things to do and things to keep it fun. And
have you seen parts of Boston that you've never seen in this way before? In other words, you go somewhere where it's usually really just so busy and it's empty and it's almost spooky.
Yes. I mean, when, you know, a week or two ago, when the lockdown stuff hadn't started yet, I went to pick up my girl at the hospital, and it was just like a drive that normally would take 15, 20 minutes and filled with traffic. It was just like zooming through, you know, like a ghost town. And my whole neighborhood is like totally quiet at 9 o'clock at night. Like, you know, no one drives by my house anymore. It's just it's weird. I've kind of gotten used to it in a weird way, but it took some getting used to, I would say.
Yeah.
Just real quick, what's a city that's just really the DNA is built around sports, like right now, with nothing?
You know, man, the funniest thing I thought was that we were so, you know, you could tell this thing was serious when Tom Brady was like leaving the city. It was like the third or fourth story.
Wow.
Right.
Like, even myself that day, I remember reading that story and I was like, yeah, who cares? What's up with Tom Hanks? How's he doing? I don't know about Tom Hanks.
I've got to know.
All right, Will, we got to check back in with you. We just scratched the surface with Tom Brady, All right, Will Noonan out of Boston. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys.
All right, talk soon.
Be well.
Jazz and AJ in the morning.